Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks here at Branson, Missouri. We left off talking yesterday about a move of the Holy Ghost that we're all looking for and praying about. And I want to tell you about a school of the Holy Spirit that we're going to have right here at Prayer Mountain with Joe Jordan and Ron Smith. Both of these men were in Papa and Mama Goodwin's church, and they were leaders in it. And they really know how to flow in the Holy Spirit, and they're going to be here June 8th through 11th, right here on Prayer Mountain, and I'm going to be with them. And I tell you, you will have a good time in the Holy Ghost, and you'll see how these gifts properly move and bless. Some amazing things have been happening in some of their meetings. Now, that's June 8th through 11th. We don't have a whole lot of room out here at Prayer Mountain. We can't handle more than 200 people. So you do need to register, and there's a registration fee of $75 or $130 per couple, and this includes a catered lunch every day. So call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447 to find out about this, or go online, School of the Holy Spirit. And then we're also going to have a Holy Spirit meeting up at Walk on the Water Faith Church in Osage Beach, Missouri at Brother Larry Allison's. That's going to be May 24th through May 26th. If you call us at this number or go online, you can find about both meetings. I'm telling you, we are so excited about the move of the Holy Ghost. You know, I'm a witness, and God's had me witnessing three groups of peoples for a long time: the Jews, the nations, and the church. And it all started for me back in, I guess it was the 70s. And I was working for Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. And I'm going to explain that to you here in just a minute. But I'm going to tell you that this week, we're going to be talking primarily about the Jews, Israel. And we're going to be talking about the nations. Because when I was in Israel, I was there when Joe Biden came over. And the United States of America started giving some ultimatums about Jerusalem. And so we're going to talk about those things this week. While I was in Israel, I went on around March the 7th and 8th, and I met over there Christians United for Israel. We already had planned to have a night to honor Israel in Jerusalem, and we were going to have a big march of about 1,000 people on the streets saying that Christians are united with Israel. Vice President Joe Biden came, and it just so happened that a building project was announced at the same time he was there. And oh my goodness, the whole world went into orbit over that announcement. It's so silly because this is on uncontested land. It is land they took back in the Six-Day War, but it's land right in the heart of Jerusalem, and land that nobody even suggests they should give back, and they announced a building project. Joe Biden came down on them. Hillary Clinton called their prime minister and dressed him down for 45 minutes, and the United States of America adopted the position, you'd better stop this building project or else. And who are we to be saying or else to a building project when God told them to go back and build? So that's what we're going to be talking about this week. Marvelous other things happened for me when I was in Israel. I didn't lead a tour this time. I met the tour over there, and then I stayed by myself about 3 weeks there and prayed and found out and had so much wonderful things. We do have a DVD, The People, the Land, and the Promise, that we made on a tour we took a couple of years ago, and we want you to send for that. It'll be $20. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447, and we'll get out a wonderful DVD about Israel, the people, the land, and the promise, and the things we're going to be talking about this week. But while I was over there, it's an amazing thing to me. God had said to me, I'm going to place you close to the Jews, so close they can know your love and they can see your power. This was after my husband passed away in 1986, and I was praying about what to do, and he told me to go and study Hebrew in the land. Now, I'm going to explain some other things that happened about that time, but what has evolved in all this is that land God has given us some land right in the Galilee, right up by the Sea of Galilee, just up the hill a bit, and there we're going to build a prayer, emphasis on prayer, and study center. and good things are happening with that. It's called the Migdal Arbel Project. But the Lord had told me he's going to place me close to the Jews. Well, on Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet, I know personally four members on that cabinet. And one of the first days I was in Jerusalem, one of those members is Daniel Ayalon. Daniel Ayalon was the ambassador from Israel to America for many years. And when he was, I made quite a few trips up to the Israeli embassy and would speak at times up there. So I met him and I met his wife. And his wife had come to Israel to study. She had Christian parents and who loved Israel. And she went over to study, I think, Middle East, politics and things like that at the Hebrew University. And there she met Daniel Ayalon, and they married. And so I've known them for some time, and Ann Ayalon contacted me when I first got over there, and she said, I want to talk to you. And I was surprised when she came to my hotel right away. And she said, Billy, we're going to build a project in the north as well, right down on the Sea of Galilee. We're going to build a study center. And it's going to have to do with the Jewish roots of Christianity. And then she said the Mexican Catholics are building right next to us on the Sea of Galilee. And she said, I've been up to your place and I've seen it. Well, at first I thought, oh my goodness, you know, I mean, will this be competition? But Anne said, no, this will not be competition. We will draw from different people. And what God is doing, he's like touching the Sea of Galilee area. This is the place where most of the New Testament is about. Jesus' ministry was around the Sea of Galilee. He came up to Jerusalem only on the feast day. So most of his healings, most everything that happened, happened right around there. And our place is on the side of a hill, beautiful location, just 12 and a half minutes by automobile from the Mount of Beatitudes, 12 and a half minutes from Capernaum. And now, oh my, there's an exciting new thing. You see, Israel has, well, here in Branson, we have 7 to 8 million tourists a year, but Israel has less than 2 million. And so what Anne told me is they want that area to grow. It's never had very nice hotels for Christian pilgrims to come, especially if they wanted to pray. It's noisy and they've got disco music. And so our places are going to be for praying Christians to come to. And I believe it's the hand of the Lord to bless Israel and also for this last days. And I said, well, Anne, I'm going up to the north to pray. That's one of the reasons I stayed over. I'm going to go up to that area and pray. She said, well, I'll drive up there. So she came and met me up there. And remember, her husband is one of the 16 members of the cabinet. I think he's the assistant. He's the minister, associate foreign relations minister, something like that. And so she came up and she said, now I want to show you the land the Mexican Catholics are developing. For when they started developing it, they just dug a little ways down and they found a synagogue. Now, the synagogues, the Bible says in the New Testament that Jesus ministered and he taught in all the synagogues in the Galilee. Well, we don't have any of those left. If you've been to Capernaum, I always really do love to go to that city, which was his headquarters city. And there in the ruins of the synagogue they have now, you see a black basalt base foundation. But the synagogue that was built on that black basalt foundation is the one where Jesus taught, where the man came with the withered hand and other things happened. But it was destroyed by an earthquake. And the synagogue that's there now, the remains of it, were built in the 4th century. So we didn't have a place in the Galilee where he taught until now. And they were just digging a little ways under the surface, and they found this synagogue. It is so well preserved. It has a wall that has a fresco with 7 colors on it. It has marble pillars. It has a bema, a rock with a menorah carved in it, and without one doubt, Jesus came and taught in this synagogue. Now, the Bible says, the New Testament says in Matthew, that he came to the coasts of Magdala. Magdala is a Greek word. The Hebrew word is Migdal, which means tower. And there was a town there. Mary was from there. She's called Mary Magdalene. And so we know he taught there. Well, I met this guard. He's an Arab guard of the all that the Mexican Catholics are building. And both he and Anne just so loved the father that is over this project and from Mexico. And the Arab guard has been born again, and he's named his youngest child John after the Father John. But this, they have Vatican money. So if you find something on land that you're going to build on, you have to dig it at your own expense. And so the Vatican's behind it. They are digging it. We have been assured that we can take our people down there. Now, I couldn't have gone down there to see it if it had not been for Anne and her connections. But I said to the guard, the Arab guard, do you know where Jesus would have landed his boat? He said, oh, yes. And so he showed us where they had already dug, you know, where they land the boats. And then there's a street, and it's like a Roman street with shops on both sides all the way leading up to the synagogue. So many things are being shown right now. And we're thrilled that when we go there, we're going to be able to take people. When we're built there, and we're starting to build right away, we're going to be able to go right down in the only synagogue we know of that he actually stood in. Praise the Lord. The Bible just coming so alive to us. Now, I want to remind you that we are going to be talking about it as Israel. And a good book for you to understand Israel in the plan of God is written by David Baron, who was taught. He was born in Russia and brought up in a Jewish family. And following his conversion to Christianity, he co-founded the Hebrew Christian Testimony to Israel of London. He was a wonderful man who is, I like him so well because he knows the Bible. He knows the scriptures. He knows the word. And he doesn't get things mixed up. So you'll be blessed to read this book, Israel in the Plan of God. Now, he died before Israel got their land back, but you're going to see how he sees the prophecies. And I guess we'll make that book. It normally sells for $16. We'll make that available to you for $12 plus shipping, $12 plus shipping, Israel in the Plan of God. And then also remember to order our DVD, which was an actual trip that we went on to Israel, and all these teachings about these things are there on that DVD on site. So you can see we taught about Israel and the plan of God, the people, the land, and the promise. And so just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. I'm going to look to see you in May up at Larry Ollison's. And then it's time for you to get your young people registered for our youth rally here in Branson, July 26th. It's our 10th anniversary through 30th, 10th annual Champions for Christ youth rally. And Rodney Clark's going to be one of our featured speakers. We always have so much fun at that time. You can find out about all these things online at billybrem.org, or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447. So be sure to listen tomorrow and then next week, because we're going to be talking about how dangerous it was for the United States to have done what they've just done and how we can pray about it. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, Shalom.